Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey everyone, good morning. Let's discuss the 8th nakshatra of Pushya, or Pushyami as it is called in certain circles, with respect to instincts and totems, what it might represent, since there is very little material available on the birds aspect, and the animal aspect is used predominantly only for determining matches for marriages in India. A lot of material is lost, and we are trying to figure out ways to patch this up now, this generation. Anyhow, so the temperament is Dev. It falls in the sign of Cancer. The first half of Cancer, you might say. The next half will be ninth one, next one, Ashlesha. So sign of Cancer is basically Sattva, movable, and female. There is only two sattvic female signs, Cancer and Pisces. Okay. The next one is Sattva, dual and female, Pisces. But never mind. So it falls in the sign of Cancer, within the zodiac sign ruled by the moon, wherever Pushya is falling in your chart, be it ascendant or the moon dominantly, or even Jupiter, because Jupiter is exalted in Cancer and more so in this nakshatra. Jupiter shines in Pushya if you have Jupiter in Pushya nakshatra. The Varna is Kshatriya, so it's dominantly going towards power, leadership, politics, that kind of a thing. It's passive, and I've spoken about this in the Heart of Nakshatra playlist. If you want to go through it more detail, I shall be covering only instincts and totems. Just a recap of sorts. Drive is Sthiti, so it wants to preserve something. So the bird representation is the little cormorant. Not heard about this much myself. And the animal representation is a goat. Let us see what this means in regards to the life lesson which is there. Don't hold back action thinking there isn't enough knowledge or wisdom yet. Both effort and knowledge are necessary. So Pushya Nakshatra theme is dominantly to keep on learning knowledge, keep on learning books after books, keep on doing degrees after degrees, and never sharing it with people or sharing it with the world or society around them, thinking, you know what, I haven't got enough knowledge yet, let me learn some more stuff. So the non-stop learners, yet never giving out the wisdom. This is the challenge of in this passive nakshatra. They need to get a little active. They need to preserve something. Nakshatra itself is ruled by Saturn. This is the first of the Saturn ruled nakshatras, the other two being Anuradha and Uttara Bhadrapada, which we shall cover later. Little cormorant, first the instincts. Water bird habitat. Little cormorants are water birds with a natural instinct to reside near freshwater bodies, such as lakes, rivers, ponds. So right there, make a connect between Cancer, ruled by moon and water, and these are water birds. So they have fishing skills, diving skills. They love to catch fish underwater. Fish is their primary diet. They have a nesting behavior. Little cormorants exhibit instinctual tendency to nest in colonies with other birds of their type. Social behavior, they are often found in flocks, demonstrating a social behavior within the group. Vocalization and communication. Little cormorants use vocalization and body language, like all birds do, I guess. The animal is goat. Goat have herbivorous diet, so that will be good for Pushya Nakshatra to have a herbivorous diet. Not eating non-vegetarian food. Okay. So goats are herbivorous with natural instinct to graze on variety of plant shrubs and grasses. Gregarious nature. They are again social animals. So both the animal and the bird, a representation of Pusha, has a gregarious nature. They need to connect with people. Probably there's something in that for them. Mating and reproduction instincts. Goat have instinctual mating and reproducting behavior like all animals. Seasonal breeding like all animals. Goats have a natural ability to forage and climb in steep rugged terrain. You've seen these on, you know, Discovery channels and other YouTube videos probably. Communication through vocalizations such as bleating to communicate with other goats. So essentially, if we talk about instincts, both animal and bird of Pusha represent a communicative and connective behavior with their crowd, with their kind, in a community network. So Pusha Nakshatra probably would do better if they connect with the community, or they might have a tendency to connect with community at large. These days, a lot of it is in social media platforms. Now let's see what could be their instinct. Not much is there, so I have just made a little notes of my own. Let's see. So at the instinct level, little cormorant, what can it suggest? Adaptability and versatility. Little cormorants are known for adaptable to various water environments. Their totem emphasizes the importance of adaptability and versatility in navigating life's challenges. The gauntlet thrown to Pusha is basically to be active, to become active by putting out the knowledge there and not thinking they don't have enough knowledge yet. See the life lesson? Everything has to go back to the life lesson. Patience and persistence. These birds are skilled fishermen demonstrating patience and persistence as they hunt for food. Now this probably would help them in acquiring knowledge. Patience and persistence are two qualities needed for accumulating knowledge, yes? Connection to water. Their totem can represent strong connections to emotions, because water is analogous with the emotional body. To navigate the web and ebb and flow of life with grace and resilience. Resourcefulness. Little cormorants are resourceful in their hunting techniques. Their totem can symbolize the ability to make most of available resources and find creative solutions to challenges. There's a key word for you. Make most of available resources. Whatever knowledge you have, try to give it out also. Don't keep on reading stuff and acquiring degrees and PhDs. Freedom and independence. Their totem might encourage individuals to strike a balance between their desire for independence and benefits of the community right there. See the life lesson? Strike a balance between desire for independence and benefits of community. It's a highly knowledgeable nakshatra, Pusha, because Jupiter shines in it, two dominant planets in any horoscope, yes, Jupiter and Saturn. Both shine in Pusha because it is wants to nurture, it wants to take care of people. It's a nurturing nakshatra. So Saturn is supporting that from the nakshatra point of view, and Jupiter shines from the Cancer point of view. It's exalted in the sign of Cancer and highest in Pusha. Let's see what goats can symbolize. Remember the last one of the goats? Goats was also in Kritika Nakshatra. So goats stand for independence and self-reliance. Goats are often seen as independent and self-reliant animals, symbolizing importance of personal autonomy and ability to rely on one's own resources. Determination and perseverance. Goats are known for their ability to climb steep, challenging terrains. So it signifies determination, perseverance, and willingness to overcome obstacles in life. So Pusha Ascendant, Pusha Jupiter, Pusha Mercury, Pusha Moon. You got to remember this. Moon in Pushya, why? Because it becomes exalted. It's in the sign of Cancer. So Moon is exalted in Pushya. It's its own sign. And you'll have this nature. You need to cultivate determination and perseverance, sacrifice and nurturing. Now, I'm not a proponent of any kind of animal sacrifice. I'm against it. You should not have that much of a human greed that you go around sacrificing animals for your little petty desires. No, you should be more in harmony and tune with nature. Playfulness and curiosity. Goats are known for their playfulness, curious nature. They're gentle creatures, if you've ever been around a goat. Very gentle. All herbivorous animals have a gentleness in their eyes. Look into the goat's eyes, it's a very peaceful animal. They have curiosity and willingness to explore new experiences, which ties into the life lesson. Once again, keyword. Sense of curiosity and willingness to explore new experiences. So this falls into what I was speaking of earlier. Continuously wanting to learn something and not wanting to share that. Thinking I have not got enough knowledge. You have enough knowledge. If you have planets like Venus, Mercury, Moon, Jupiter, the natural benefics in Pushya Nakshatra, you're already having enough knowledge from past lives. You need to bring that forth from within you. Do some meditation. Get intuitive. Fertility and abundance. So goats are seen as symbols of fertility and abundance. Their totem may represent potential for growth, prosperity and creativity in one's life. We shall end it with this one here. Next, we shall do the other half of Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra number 9. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.